We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. It is Danny Ruye's birthday. Happy B-Day, buddy. Make sure when you call in,
thanks,
you wish Danny the finest of his very special birthday.
Birthday.
Robert Lee is a broadcaster for ESPN. He was scheduled to call the Virginia football game in Charlottesville kicking off their season. He is now not allowed to do that. Now, ESPN is saying that it was a mutual decision, that essentially they didn't tell him he couldn't, but they went to him and said this might lead to a lot of online cynicism and snark. They decided to move him to a different game. Word got out. It's become a national story. This is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
Just living in fear of a boogeyman that isn't there. I mean, listen, nobody wants to hear this part from me, but I'm doing it anyway. I think it's nonsense, by the way, that ESPN is losing subscribers because they're, quote, too liberal. And that's one of those, like, things that has been thrown out there. And, like, you know, you've seen Jason Whitlock write columns about it. And other people have kind of thrown this out. Clay Travis goes on a victory tour every time ESPN loses subscribers and tells you it's because they're too liberal and this and the other thing. I don't buy it, by the way. I think it's basically cord cutting is the answer.
I completely agree.
It's too expensive and they spent too much money and the product isn't as good anymore. Whatever. You're already fighting that perception of you, though. That's already out there. This doesn't help that, is what I would say. You're right or wrong. I think it's wrong, by the way. But you're fighting that perception for ESPN that you're this hyper-progressive entity. This doesn't help your case, is what I would say.
Can I get a line on Robert Lee so I can call that guy today and tell him he should ask to get back on this game? So you know what? This went over poorly. Let me call the game. It would be the best thing that ever happened to him. I was actually tweeting with Richard Deitch about this last night. Can you imagine if he asks to get back on the game and then calls the game? This guy who has emerged from obscurity that nobody knew.
Yeah.
Everyone would want to watch and tune into that game and would support him in that endeavor.
Well said.
Let's go to Mike in Arlington. Mike, how are you?
How are you?
Great, thanks.
Danny, happy birthday.
Thank you, Bob.
No problem. I just wanted to comment. You guys are 100% right on this. When I first saw this morning, I thought this was on The Onion. I thought I'd accidentally clicked on The Onion instead of ESPN.com. Like, I could not believe this at all.
It absolutely has an Onion feel to it. And if I saw that where it was like, broadcaster named Robert Lee, not allowed to call UVA football game, I would say, yeah, that makes sense. Like, that's in line with the story I'd see on
that's,
The Onion.
That's great satire about our permanently offended culture, Onion. Well done. Oh, my God, that's a real story.
Phil in Hanover, how are you?
Phil?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy birthday, Danny.
Thank you, Phil.
This is just—it's just sad. It really is. It's stuff like this, you know. That I'm not a Trump guy, but it's stuff like this that pushes Trump forward to people because we live in such a binary society where it's either one way or another, and there's no middle ground, and people will run away from this, and it's just sad. And this stuff is getting more traction than, you know, something like more important, like the increasing of troops in Afghanistan.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
I see his point, not to stray too far into politics here, because that's not what we're about, but I get it. If you're so sick of people being offended by minutia, by nothing, and this is the focus, you're just like, there's way bigger fish to fry, man. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate your microaggression, and I'm sorry you think you're in a safe space, but you're not. You have to You know, you're exposed to something so tragic as a guy named Robert Lee calling a professional football game.
Well, straight away from politics, let me just get back into the fear of the meme. When did it become a big deal if a couple people poked fun at the name of your broadcaster and the irony and the coincidence behind something that's happening? Can you imagine if our boss made decisions based on what people were going to tweet or posts memes and GIFs about? That's not the way you run a company. That is not the way, especially a company, by the way, like broadcast, like show business, where everyone's going to have an opinion and you're a target. People are comfortable saying terrible things to you and
just
I
so casual.
On social media.
Yes.
Just muting and blocking people left and right. Terrible things. They feel like they know us. They listen to us 4 hours a day. They know that we're just normal guys like them. So they'll say something awful to you. They feel very comfortable doing it. They're allowed to do it on Twitter, and then you mute or block them, and we all move on with our day. Can you imagine if you made major decisions at your network based on
the fear
somebody possibly saying something snarky online?
Making fun of it. Amazing.
Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I actually see it a different way. I mean, this guy's probably a young professional trying to make his way in broadcasting. He doesn't want to be, you know, the shtick of a joke all weekend long about how Robert Lee called the Charlottesville game and how crazy it was. I think they just probably wanted to move into a different assignment for the weekend so it didn't have any conflict. I don't have a problem with it at all. And if I was him, I wouldn't want to be all over Twitter with a bunch of crazy jokes about a serious incident either.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for
I'm actually glad someone called in with that opinion because there are people that have that opinion, and he's not obviously endorsing everyone who's ever been offended by anything. He's just saying in this particular case,
they're trying to protect
ESPN's
the guy.
Looking out for their employee. I would like to have Robert Leon to ask him, would you care that much about that?
Well,
I think it'd be a good thing. If I'm an obscure broadcaster nobody knows, and for that weekend everyone's tweeting and talking about me, it's not like they're talking negatively. They're saying, hey, this guy with this name is doing a Charlottesville game. That's wacky.
I mean, I wonder if he feels protected now. You know what I mean? What I don't like in general, by the way, is treating grown-ups like babes in the woods. Treating grown-ups like Robert Lee, this young broadcaster trying to make his way. Is he just some injured fawn that can't possibly deal with any slings and arrows? Why are we protecting him is my point. He's a grown-up. He's fine. He'll be okay. He's doing an ESPN game. Like, I guess what I mean is, let's say there was a serial killer named Grant Paulson out there. Do you not get the assignments now? Do you, the different Grant Paulson that's done nothing wrong,
right,
not get to
How
work?
About Jerry Sandusky, the play-by-play guy in Baltimore?
That's what I was going to bring
your
up
example.
Next. So what if Jerry Sandusky, who's terrific, by the way, doing play-by-play,
yeah,
I think, in Baltimore.
Can he not call a Penn State game?
What if he got to do just any national TV college football game? Does he not get to do it anymore? Just simply because of that? It's not even spelled the same.
Here's a crazy idea. We just have to have enough common sense to know that two people can have the same name that have nothing to do with one another.
I mean, Seinfeld did this in 1994 with the Joe Rifkin episode, for God's sakes. What are we doing?
James, Fairfax.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Bob.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you, pal.
Thanks for having me on. I really like what Mike had to say there. I just want to kind of take it that one step further. I love you guys. I love the nuts and bolts about sports that you bring after the wackiness of the junkies, and they're great as well. But when I hear guys like EB and yourselves, regardless of what side the spectrum you're on, we do this screaming about being politically correct. That's just turned into a way to avoid. People want to hang on to the past, want to hang on to trying to bring it back to the way it was. It's okay sometimes to be politically correct. And I will say, Deadspin, you guys need to open your minds to that, man. Some of the writers on there are unbelievably
good.
Yeah,
no, some of the things they do are good. Some of the things are takedown pieces that aren't good. It's okay to have nuance in a conversation. I'd say the same thing about your last point.
Me too.
Because I agree with you, James, that yes, there are times where people want the old ways of the world still today, and those people shouldn't get their way. But this is common sense. To say that a guy named Robert Lee shouldn't be able to call a Virginia game is ridiculous.
Can you not call any games in the South now?
And that doesn't mean that I want to live like it's 1953. So there is nuance in conversations.
Yeah, I agree. I just think we have to take a step back, and maybe this is just their effort to take a step back. That stuff that happened down there in Charlottesville, that was blood-curdling, guys.
Of course it was.
Yes, we would all agree with you. This has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, but it does. It really does. It happened down there. That's where this thing is going on. That's where the schools that are playing. And then you have the leader of our country go up there last night and completely lie about it for 72 minutes in front of those suckers in Arizona. This is only going to get worse, and sometimes you got to take a stand.
Well, I appreciate the call.
Thank you, buddy. I would say this is how it gets worse.
Should Tom Jackson, who works at ESPN, or did, I don't know if he's still there, should he not be able to broadcast for College Game Day in whatever city, because that Stonewall Jackson
is the same
being
name
taken down there. I mean, seriously, that's not a bit. I'm being serious. It's the same damn thing. Tom's laughing like I'm making a joke. No, that's actually what happened.
It's the same name. So I just don't want to go down that road. I understand his point, by the way, because I've updated tons of bits of verbiage in my life. I don't refer to you know, like things that were okay 30 years ago, not okay now. I perfectly fine with that, by the way. Our language evolves. Thoughts evolve. We know more than we do now. That's great. Society should evolve in that direction. But here's what happens. This is like a give an inch, take a mile kind of thing.
Yeah.
So now we've gotten to the point, okay, we've updated our nomenclature. PC is actually okay because we're not hurting people's feelings. We can have the conversation. We're now preventing ourselves from having conversations.
And here's the other problem.
It's crippling.
He hears me say something about Deadspin and takes it as, I think that nothing on Deadspin is a value is how basically he acted like we... No. What I'm saying is, sites like that enjoy pouncing on people and doing snarky, ridiculous things, and so that gives the site a bad name. But there are also great journalistic pieces. They had the Manti Te'o piece,
they
among other things.
As good or better than anybody. They've got tons of stuff on there, by the way.
There's a lot of good on that
He's
site.
Right. Great reads and really smart and well-done stuff. The problem is they have the same tone and tenor for true villains, for actual guys that need to be lampooned and knocked down a peg.
Right.
And then someone like me, for example, where they've, like, I'm a zilch. I'm a nobody. A couple different times, like when we interviewed Andre Blatch on the show, They just went out of their way to, like, destroy me or, like, mock me when Samantha Steele, who was completely incorrect, I made fun of the fact that she got her job at ESPN by working in an ESPN zone and happened to be spotted there. So because I made fun of that fact, I was just a big, terrible, evil bully.
Right.
They don't have different gears. If you had first gear for a zilch like me, I could give it a little bit more credence. But they turn the eye of Sauron on anybody that they deem fit, and the level of snark is off-putting. That's the point.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, 800-636-1067. You want to hop in on this. There was a study done on which fan bases refuse to the greatest extent to date their rivals. We'll get into that. Where do the Redskins rank? Next on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.